Welcome to the Holmesville Church of the Brethren. This is the worship service for March 31st, 2024. It is Easter. Join in our call to worship. Yesterday we thought death had won. Yesterday we thought all was lost. Yesterday we thought Christ was gone, but not today. Today we know that love has won. Today we know that hope is real. Today we know that Christ is here. We have a reason to hope. We have a reason to sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Christ is risen today.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. All creation joins to say Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Alleluia. Sing
God of new beginnings, on that first Easter morning, the disciples struggled to hear the good news. Doubt clouded their minds. Negativity took root, and hope vanished with a simple shake of their heads. As we return to this familiar place, let us hear differently this morning. Open our ears that we might hear the sound of alleluias ringing through the text, and like Peter in this hearing, may we move closer to you. God of the empty tomb, we are hungry for your good news. Speak to us now. With hope in our hearts, we listen and we pray. Amen. Prayer today is from the new book by Kate Bowler, Have a Beautiful Terrible Day. It is a blessing for Easter Sunday. So, Jesus, wasn't that illegal for you to break the seal the Roman guards put there? Bursting the bonds of death itself to come again larger than life? And was it wise to present yourself first to the women? So lowly in social standing, their word meant nothing in court? And why did you keep appearing suddenly to the huddled believers behind locked doors for fear of their enemies, scared out of their wits to hear you say, "Peace be with you"? And isn't it the case that they were never the same again? These ordinary people who had been so cowed, receiving your Holy Spirit, emboldened to begin the work you set in motion, speaking life and health and peace to all who would listen? This is what our newborn church looks like, blessed. Blessed in our fear and inadequacy. Blessed by your faith in us. Blessed that we received by your own hand the gift of hope, the beginning of the end of sin and of death. We follow you as best we can along that downward path with all the humility we can manage. You came back to us. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Amen. Our scripture today is John 20, 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. And I hope. When we were planning this series, some of the people on my online group said, "This Easter just calls out for a monologue." So I thought, okay. And I wrote one for Simon Peter, so you'll have to suspend your imagination and imagine me as Simon Peter. It's me, Simon Peter, the rock, Jesus called me, but for a rock, I have sure done my share of wandering off course. I guess you could say I have a wandering heart. Not that I mean to have a wandering heart. No, my intentions are always good. I was honored to be called a disciple. And being in Jesus' inner circle, that was the best. In fact, these last 3 years have been the best years of my life, the best imaginable. We were so close, Jesus and I. I felt he was my best friend. But of course, he loved all of us. John seemed to understand him the best, but I was always there at his side, ready and willing to do whatever he asked of me. I feel that he really counted on me, you know? I guess that is why it hurts so bad that I let him down. But I'm getting ahead of my story. And you probably don't know all the things that have happened these last few weeks, so let me back up a bit. As I said, I have been Jesus' disciple for about 3 years. I will never forget being called and that miraculous catch of fish, and I will never forget following Jesus from place to place, being a witness to his healing and listening to his teaching. There was even a time he sent us out two by two to teach and heal by ourselves. I guess it was as he said, we would not always have him with us. We needed the practice of doing things on our own. But it was a great time. Somehow we thought those times would never end. But we should have known better. Jesus told us that he would be given into the hands of his enemies and be killed. I really couldn't believe it. In fact, I told him so. Heaven forbid, Lord, this should never happen to you. And Jesus was pretty tough on me for saying that. That was the lowest I ever felt until 3 days ago. But again, I'm getting ahead of the story. Well, Jesus was determined to go to Jerusalem. I guess we all knew it was dangerous, but his face was set and we didn't try anymore to talk him out of it. But I think things really started heating up for us after Jesus raised our friend Lazarus from the dead. There was no keeping that a secret. Oh no. And the rulers of the people started making it pretty hot for Jesus. And of course, it didn't help that Jesus wouldn't keep his mouth shut. He called them out to their faces. You could just sense that trouble was brewing. But you should have seen the crowds when Jesus did enter Jerusalem. Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a colt of a donkey, just like the prophets said he would. And the people went wild. "Save us! Hosanna!" they cried. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." You can bet that rubbed the Pharisees the wrong way. They told him to tell the crowd to be quiet. You know what he said? "I tell you, if these keep quiet, the very stones will cry out." They didn't have much to say after that. But that wasn't enough for Jesus. No, the minute Jesus entered the temple courts, he began to drive out those who were selling. "My temple shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." The chief priests and the leaders among the people wanted to arrest him right away, but the people hung on his every word. Jesus's enemies could not find any way to arrest him without stirring up a riot. When we ate that Last Supper with Jesus in that upper room, we all swore we would never leave him. I knew in my heart I would follow him to the death. We all said so. But Jesus knew our wandering hearts. He knew who would betray him, and he told me that I would deny him. Jesus looked me right in the face, seeing right into my soul. "Tonight, before the rooster crows, you'll disown me 3 times, he said. Of course, I said I wouldn't. I couldn't believe I would. But then when we got to the garden, to Jesus' favorite praying spot, we couldn't even stay awake with him. I felt bad I couldn't even watch with him 1 hour. But that was nothing compared with what was to come. Suddenly we were surrounded by soldiers, more soldiers than I had ever seen before in one place, and a crowd with torches and Judas kissing Jesus as a sign. I grabbed my sword, although what I thought one sword would do among so many enemies, I can't tell, and I swung wildly, and Jesus told me to put my sword away. Then, I am ashamed to say it, we all ran. We ran as fast and as far as we could. When I finally caught my breath, I thought I might follow from a distance. So I crept up close enough that I could kind of keep tabs on what was happening to Jesus. It was a chilly night, and that little bonfire in the courtyard looked inviting. I should have known better. First, there was that servant girl. She kept looking at me with her sharp, shrewd eyes. I could tell she thought she knew something. And she said to everyone, "This man also was with him." Of course, I told her that I did not know him. Then another accused me that I was one of Jesus' followers. Again, I denied it, and it wasn't that much later that another man said that surely I was with Jesus because he could tell by my speech that I was a Galilean. I might have been yelling at that point. I don't know. But I do know that just as I declared that I did not know what the man was talking about, the rooster crowed. The rooster crowed. The rooster crowed. I ran away. I cried. I am not ashamed to say it. I cried as if my heart was breaking, because it was. My wandering heart. They crucified him the next day. I followed again from a distance. I can't imagine he would want to see my face the way I had denied even knowing him. Then a good man named Joseph of Arimathea asked for Jesus' body and put it in his own brand new tomb. By then the sun had set and the Sabbath had begun, so we all rested, hid really, keeping well out of sight. But then, this morning, the women went to the tomb. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, maybe some others, they took spices and went to the tomb to anoint the body of our Lord. I didn't go. Neither did John or James or any of the men. We were still laying low. But pretty soon they came running back with an amazing story. The stone was rolled away. They could not find Jesus' body. Then they saw men in dazzling robes who told them that Jesus was not there. He had risen, as he had said. Most of the others did not believe the women's story, but I guess I had to see for myself. I ran for the tomb with John running right beside me. John stopped when we got there and stooped and looked in, but I didn't stop. I ran right into the tomb. We both saw the linen cloths lying there, and Jesus' body was gone. Amazing! Can it be? Will I see Jesus again? Will I be forgiven? Be still, my wandering heart. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you for the witness of Peter, Mary Magdalene, John, and the other disciples. Lord, help us to live in the gladness and grace of Easter Sunday every day. Help us to walk in that mighty grace and to tell your good news to the world. Amen. Please join in our affirmation of faith. We may weep through the longest nights. We may stare at the empty tomb with more questions than answers. We may run our fingers over the burial cloths and still long for more. But today we are a people of hope. We believe in new beginnings. We believe that the God who created the world is stronger than death. We believe that Jesus abides among us, healing, teaching, and leaving fingerprints throughout this world. We believe that a tomb could not hold him. We believe that the sun does rise. We believe that Peter was there with questions, awe, and faith the size of a mustard seed. We believe that the story is not over yet, for God is among us. Today, we are a people of hope. Receive the benediction. Beloved wanderer, as you leave this place, may you carry your curious heart on your sleeve. May you look for God in every face. May you find the courage to get out of the boat, to run to the tomb, and to speak of your faith. And when the world falls apart, may you hear God's voice deep within saying, "Take heart, it is I. Be not afraid." You are called, you are blessed. In both your ups and your downs, you always belong to God. Go now in peace. Go trusting that good news. Amen.